The Mishnah says, Nishpa levatalas ha-mitzvah, if you make a shvuah, you swear that you will not do a mitzvah. Levatalas ha-mitzvah, you swear you will not eat matzah tonight at Pesach. For loy bitl, and it came out that you did eat the matzah, potter, you potter from the korban shvuah, or shvuah is not chal levatalas ha-mitzvah. Soon see why. What about lekayim? You make a shvuah that you will eat matzah tonight. V'loy kiyim, and it came out that you did not eat matzah tonight. Still potter. Real, the shvuah is not chal on mitzvahs. Now really, shehoye b'din, really the svara would be that in the second case, if you swear to do a mitzvah, the shvuah should be chal. Shiyei chayiv, that if you do not listen to the shvuah, you should be chayiv a korban. And really, kediv Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, this is the way Rav Yehuda ben Maseira holds. Because Om Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, ma'im horishus, himnei sechakav v'choyma, a regular shvuah, where you swear you will eat, you will not eat, this reshus is up to you to eat or not to eat the whole year. Sheinu mushvolov mehar Sinai. You have no mitzvah, no tziva from Shemayim, from Har Sinai, to eat. The whole year round there's no mitzvah to eat. Harei chayiv olov. Still, if you make a shvuah and you do not listen to your shvuah, you chayiv a korban. If so, mitzvah. In the case, let's say Pesach by night, where we have the special mitzvah to eat matzah, shul mushvolov mehar Sinai. That anyway, there's a tzivu now, there's a mitzvah commandment, tit matzom, is ainu din sheichayiv aleihu, isn't it for sure svara that the shvuah should be chal? Like we have already a mitzvah. It's like you're putting a second mitzvah. You're swearing now that tonight I'm going to eat matzah. So for sure it makes sense that shvuah should be chal. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira svara. So even though he admits that you cannot make the shvuah of lav, you cannot swear, you will not eat matzah, you cannot make a shvuah against the Torah, that he agrees, but to make a shvuah to coincide with the Torah, that he says yes. Om ruloya vistacham say back to Yudhima Maseira, loya mamata b'shvuah sarashus, shekain also bo lav kehain. The klal always of shvuah, so it has to be lahora or lahetiv, good and bad, it has to be both ways, that you can make a shvuah either yes, I will do it, or no, I will not do it. So by your reshus, if it's up to you, you could swear, I will fast today. You're allowed to. But to yoma b'shvuah mitzvah, but in the case where the shvuah is going together with the mitzvah, shelo yosa b'lav kehein, you cannot make a shvuah that you will not eat matzah tonight. That much you also agree. You cannot make a shvuah levatales a mitzvah. You have no right to make a shvuah to go against the Torah. If so, the shvuah even of hein also is not chal. That you will agree if you make a shvuah not eat matzah, and it ends up that you do eat matzah, your potter, that shvuah was not chal. So just like the lav is not chal, who are in the hain? Even if you swear, yes, I will eat matzah, still the shvuah is not chal. This is a machlokes, Rebbe Yehuda ben Maseira and the Rabbanan, if you make a shvuah l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, is the shvuah chal or not? Now we'll see the pshat why. Tana Rabbon, went to the Bryce like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Nishpa levata les ha-mitzvah v'loy bitul yechayiv. Maybe the shvuah is chal, even though you swore that tonight you will not eat matzah, and then it came out that you did eat matzah. Maybe though the shvuah is chal, you swore, you made a shvuah you're not going to eat matzah tonight, and it ended up that you did, so maybe still yechayiv, the mezid yechayiv malkus, peshoigid yechayiv a korbin, maybe yes. Talmud Leim, but the Pasuk says no. Lahora or lahetiv. It has to be something that's either bad for yourself or either something that's good for yourself. So we always say it means either I'm going to eat today or I will fast today. So we dash it like this. Ma ha tov reshus, just like by doing something good for yourself that you swear you will eat today. It's a reshus, it's up to you or not. We'll soon see why. Af hara, the same way when you swear you will not eat, it's a reshus. It means something that it's up to you to eat or not to eat. Therefore, you can make the shvuah, I will not eat. But I take out from this klal, nishpa levata les ha-mitzvah. In a case where you swear that you will not eat matzah tonight on Pesach, and v'loy bitul, it came out that you did eat the matzah, you were not mevata, you did not go against the mitzvah, shu potter. In such a case, we say that shvuah was not chal, and therefore you potter. Why? Because we'll soon explain why. Because so far going, it says lahora lahetiv, that just like hatova, doing something good is reshus, we have to understand why. But that's the stuff that we're taking on, that our tov is only rishus. Therefore, the ra saying you will not do something is also only a case of a rishus.
Yes.
Yochol, if so, I would have thought to say, Yochol, nishpa lakayim es ha-mitzvah v'loikayim sheichayit. I would also think to say, if someone makes a shvua to listen to a mitzvah, he swears that tonight he will eat matzah. So Rabbi Yudim Seva says that the svar for sure should be chal. Maybe he's right. Maybe in such a case the shvu is good, sheichayit, if you do not eat. Talmudim again, no, we dash, and the pasuk says, lohora oilahaitiv again. Either you do something bad for yourself or something good for yourself. So again, there's a hekish. Ma horo rishus, just like by doing bad, it's called a rishus. This is the opposite we said before. Before we started out that hatova is a rishus. Now we're saying the opposite. Just like doing bad, it's only rishus, it's up to you to fast today or not to fast today. Af hatova, the same way when you swear that you will eat today, when you're saying hatova is something good for yourself, it's also the case of a rishus, where it's up to you to eat or not to eat. There's nothing forcing you to eat. But oitzi, I take out from this, nishpa l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, v'loikiyim shupata. Because anyway you are forced, you're supposed to eat matzah tonight. So this is not part of a shvua. If you swear that you will eat matzah tonight, it's not up to you, you have to eat anyway, therefore the shvua is not chal. That's not called rishus. If so, maybe, yochol, I would also say, nishpa l'hor l'yatzmoy, maybe if you swear that if you do something bad for yourself, also you should be potter. And you'll swear that you'll hit yourself. And it comes out that you do not hit yourself. Maybe you should be potter. Talmud Lehman Apostle says no. That you make a shvu, you could swear either to do bad or to do good. Maha tova rishus, just like ha tova. This is why we started out the first braisa. We start out saying hatova, doing something good, that's always a rishus. That's up to you, yes or not. If so, afaro, the same thing when the pasuk says, yichayev a korban, yichayev a shvua. When you swear something bad, it's also rishus. It's also any type of a thing that you're allowed to do, so you could swear to do it. Is obviously, I bring in here, that nishpa lahora liyatzmoy, the case where you swear that you will do something bad to yourself, v'loi hora, and you do not, sherashus biyadai, that it's up into you, it's in your hands. Like one case always we say, yes, a person swears, he will fast today. He's not going to eat, that's something bad for himself. He could even swear that he'll hit himself. It's up to him, he has a right to hit himself. So therefore, if he swore that he hits himself, he has to hit himself, he has to. And if he does not, he's over the yisra shrua. Yochla, I would think to say, if so, nishpa lahor liacherim. Once you could do something bad to yourself, maybe you could swear that you do something bad to your friend also. Maybe a person could swear that I'm going to punch my friend in the nose. I will soon see, crack his head open. Maybe you could swear like that also. And v'loi hora, and then if you do not punch him in the nose, sheichai, maybe you should be chayiv. Just like hora liatzma is chayiv, maybe the same if you swear to do something bad to your friend, also you should be chayiv if you do not listen. This, no, the pasuk teaches us lahoroi lahetiv. Again, it has to be something good or bad, two opposites. Maha tov rishus. Just like by doing something good, it's always a rishus. It's up to you. You're allowed to do it or not do it. Afaro, the same thing. This type of a shvua that you swore has to be something that's a rishus, that you have permission to do it. And now, because of your shvua, that's what's forcing you to do it. But it has to be something that before it was up to you to do it or not to do it. So oitzi, I take out from this klal, nishpa l'hor v'liacherim. If you swear that you'll hit your friend, you swear that you'll do something bad to your friend, v'loi hora, and then it comes out you did not punch your friend, shein harashus b'yadai, that you do not have a right to do it anyway. You have no right to hit your friend. There's a law to hit your friend. So even without the shvu, you're not allowed to hit your friend. Therefore, if you swear you're going to hit your friend, it's like you're swearing against the mitzvah, therefore the shvu is not chal. So to swear to do something bad to your friend, that shvu is not chal. That's like making a shvua levata lesa mitzvah. If so, minayin, how do I know though, l'rabbi satov esacherim, that you could make a shvua that I'll do something good to my friend? Like we had before in the Mishnah, a person could swear that I'll give a present to his friend, even though his friend is an usher, is a rich person, there's no mitzvah tzedakah involved.
Just some, you want to be nice to him. You have a right to make a shvuah. I swear I'll give him a present. And that shvuah is mechayiv you. You have to give him a present. How do I know that even though ro'as acherim is not chal, how do I know hatovas acherim is chal? Tam Lama Pasuk says, oy lehetiv, says an extra word, oy. Oy is a ribu here, oy lehetiv, that when you do make a shvuah of something good, not only is it that you will do good for yourself, not only a shvuah that I will eat today, or I will sleep today, but it's also a shvuah, I could do something good to somebody else. And you have to listen to your shvuah. If you swear that you'll give your friend a present, you have to give him a present. Now, v'yezuhi eroi sacherim, what's the case we're saying now, that you cannot make a shvuah to do something bad to your friend? What's called bad to your friend? Akes ployni, I'll hit this person, v'yefses moichai, and crack open his brains. Such a thing, if you swear like that, that shvuah is not chal. Efses moichai, I don't know what the must be marach here, would have been enough just to say, akes esplaini, I'll hit him. More goes in further. V'yefses moichai, I don't know why, but any time you're saying, you're swearing, you can hit your friend, there's a lav of loisakes v'yecho. You're not going to hit your friend. So if so, that's not loisak, we dash him for ben toysif. And the apostle says, when you give malchus, you have to be careful not to give an extra whip. So from there we learn out there's a law not to hit your chaver. So if so, you cannot make a shvuah, you'll hit your friend. These are the drushes. Kitz is only its bar. Shus a shvuah chalon and nothing to do with the mitzvah. Now the question is, mimai dekroy b'dvar harashus ktsivi. Like, very good, we have no brisa, and it started out, Maha tova rishus. But how do we know this? How do we know the pasuk is talking about something that's a rishus? It's up to you. It's not something you have to do. Dilma maybe no b'dvar mitzvah ksivi. Maybe the pasuk when says lahora lahetiv means on dvar mitzvahs, that you swear you will do a mitzvah or you swear you will not do a mitzvah. Maybe that's the tova and that's the wrong. So Mora says lo yisagot about this. You should not think lo yisagot. I don't think like this. Debinan hatova. It has to be a hekesher one to the other. That the atova, when you're making a shvuah, you do something good, it's like the same way you're doing something bad. And bihara, when you swear you do something bad, it's also dum yudi atova. It has to be like you're doing good. Da'akish hara liatova. It says lahara oilahetiv. It says together in the same pasuk. So we learn out one like the other. Lahara oilahetiv. Now, Ma hatova ainah bebitul mitzvah, just like hatova, doing something good, has to be in the case where you're not being mevatel mitzvah. Because if you're going to swear now, let's say that you're going to eat on Yom Kippur. So true, it's something good for you, but as far as the mitzvah goes, it's not something good. If you're swearing to be mevatel mitzvah, that's not called toiv. That's called ra. You're going against the mitzvah. So hatova here means something good completely. So it's not talking about you being mevatel a mitzvah. Is af haro ainah bebitul mitzvah. The same one the pasuk talks about you're doing something bad, that means you're not going to eat. It's not talking about a case where you're being mevatel a mitzvah. It's not talking about Pesach by night that you're swearing you're not going to eat mitzvah, you're not going to eat matzah. Just like tahat tova, something good, is not talking about you being mevatel a mitzvah, because if you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah, it's not called toiv. So when it says ra, something bad, where there really to be mevatel mitzvah would be called bad, but still we have the hekesh. We learn out the bad from good. So just like good is not talking about it being mevatel mitzvah, the same way ra is not being mevatel mitzvah. Ra ainah bebitul mitzvah. Hara gufa, because in such a case, hatovahi, because that bad would be something good. If you be mevatel, if you're making a shvuah, like not to be mevatel mitzvah, so it's not called something bad, it's called something good. And therefore, v'yakesh hatov liharo. We make the ekesh back of doing good to doing bad. Ma haro, just like doing something bad, ainu b'kiya mitzvah, it's not a case. Somebody skip something. I remember the mitzvah. Lufa tov, yeah. Ma haro, ainu b'kiya mitzvah, just like now doing by swearing that you're not going to eat. It's not talking about a case where you be mekayim a mitzvah. We're not talking about that on Yom Kippur you're swearing not to eat. Why? Because that's called toiv, that's not called ra. So I'll tell you, af hatova. The same thing when you swear to do something good. Here is enu b'kiyum mitzvah. Af hatova enu b'kiyum mitzvah. Same thing, hatova, doing something good is also not b'kiyum mitzvah. So just like ra is not b'kiyum mitzvah, because if you swear, let's say on Yom Kippur not to eat, that's not called bad, it's called something good. So when it says ra, it's not talking about b'kiyum mitzvah. I tell you, af hatova. The same thing when the apostle talks about doing something good, ain't a b'kiyum mitzvah. We're not talking about where you be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, hatovas gufo harohi, because hatova gufo comes out to be bad. What is this? No, it's mat. What are we dashing here? Af hatova ma haroh ain't a b'kiyum mitzvah. So af hatova ain't a b'kiyum mitzvah. So hatova gufo harohi. That's the reason why Af Hatova says the oichol. When you say eating, shein b'kiyum mitzvah going oichol matzah. Ela mitzvah, we're talking about the bitul mitzvah. It's not talking about a kiyum mitzvah because that's not like raw. So the only way it could be talking about is when you be mevatla mitzvah, could go in oichol chametz of Pesach. But that can't be either because in so hatova zuharohi v'oksiva. Then this good, what you're saying going to eat, is really something bad. So the heck, when the Torah is talking about doing something good, it has to be a reshus, eating throughout the rest of the year, not on Yom Kippur, not Chametz Pesach, and not Matzah. Because either one of the two, you don't have the heckish ra to toiv. So the toiv now cannot be talking about a kima mitzvah. Because it's talking about a kima mitzvah, it's not doim to the ra. The only other way you can be talking about is levatalas a mitzvah. You swear now you're going to eat Chametz on Pesach. That's not called toiv, that's called ra. So the pasuk says, ha-toiv means the complete good. It's not talking about a dvar mitzvah. It's talking about a dvar rishus. So by rishus, it's up to you. Throughout the whole year, you could swear that you will eat, and you could swear that you will not eat. For the mori hoch, if you make such a drosha, the dvar rishus namelo mishkaras lo. This pasuk cannot be talking about dvar rishus either. Elo, because whichever way you say it's the opposite way, it doesn't work out. What is the pasuk talking about? Ela rather midi itzrich oy. The svaros are like this: midi itzrich oy l'rabas atovas acherim. Since we need an extra word, the word oy lahetiv lahora oy lahetiv. The oy is to be marba atovas acherim. You could swear to do something good to your friend. Hatayishmamino b'dvar harishus tivi. We're talking about tama rishus to give him a present. That's up to you. These sagadaitich. You're going to tell me a thing. These sagadaitich. B'dvar mitzvah k'si, but the post is talking about you're going to give him tzedakah now. You're swearing to give him tzedakah, a mitzvah. Hash to haroah sacherim. It's raboi, just like you're telling me now. Haroah sacherim, you cannot do hatova sacherim iboi. Can you do hatova sacherim? That if it's talking about dvar mitzvah, we said already levat las mitzvah can't do haroah sacherim. So pshit, you cannot do hatova sacherim either. So how is the word oi coming to be marba acherim? So it must be acherim as we're talking about a reshus, not a dvar mitzvah. Because if it's a dvar mitzvah, you cannot make a shvua. Like we have before, haroyas acherim you can't do an avera. So madir you can't do that way, you can't do a mitzvah either. So we have a ribui oi is coming to teach us, you're allowed to make a shvua pertaining to your friend. It must be like we said, it's a case, we are giving him a present, that's a reshus. Because the bar mitzvah will not work out. For the Gemara, no, v'hai oy is the word oy extra mi boiler lechalik to say yechayev a shvua for each one a korban for each one separately. Either the shvua was lahora or the shvua was lehetiv. So Gemara says lechalik leyitzva kruv. Don't need the pasuk. Who boiler lechalik leyitzva kruv? Why not? Ho nichal Rabbi Yonasan that you do not need it. We'll soon see. El Rabbi Yashi Yemaikla Neimot. The time you will learn. The pasuk says, "Isha sheyikal es ove v'simai." A person curses his parents. So, namely, I would only think el ove v'imai if you curse them both together. Ove v'lo imai just your father, imai v'lo ove just your mother. Minayin tam loyma ove v'imai kilel, ove kilel imai kil. Div Rav Yashia. We learn now. It says the beginning av next to the word klola. At the end, it says the word imai next to the word klola. It goes each one separately. We have Yonis and Nama no. Mash, so you need a pasuk according to Rabbi Yashia. But Rabbi Yonasan Omar, mash meshnem kiyechot, or mash mecha b'fnei atzmino, it's mash